In the shadows of Gotham City lurks a figure who has captivated our collective imagination for over 80 years, not because he possesses superhuman abilities, but precisely because he doesn't. Batman's enduring appeal stems from his profound humanity. The defining moment of Bruce Wayne's existence occurs in that dark alley where young Bruce witnesses his parents' murder after a night at the movies. This singular trauma, what producer Michael Uslan calls a primal origin story, shapes everything that follows. Research confirms that losing parents violently is the most devastating event a child can experience, typically leading to post-traumatic stress, flashbacks, and haunting feelings of powerlessness. What makes Batman extraordinary isn't the trauma itself, but his response to it. While most children who suffer such losses experience cascading secondary traumas, loss of resources, routines, and stability, Bruce immediately channels his grief into purpose. Days after his parents' murder, he makes a bedside vow to wage war on crime, making meaning of trauma in days where it takes the rest of us several years. This future-oriented plan replaces helplessness with agency. Though Batman revisits his trauma repeatedly, he doesn't technically qualify for PTSD. His vigilance is appropriate to his chosen lifestyle, and most importantly, he functions with exceptional competence across multiple domains of life. Personal tragedy often catalyzes remarkable social change. After losing her 13-year-old daughter to a drunk driver, Candace Lightner founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving, helping reduce alcohol-related traffic deaths by over 50%. John Walsh, following his son Adam's murder, created the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which has recovered more than 375,000 children. Holocaust survivors exemplify this transformation of pain into purpose. Elie Wiesel became a powerful voice against genocide through his memoir Night, while Simon Wiesenthal helped bring over 1,100 Nazi war criminals to justice. Similarly, Theodore Roosevelt channeled the devastating loss of his mother and wife on a single Valentine's Day, marked in his diary as "The light has gone out of my life," into extraordinary public service, from fighting corruption as police commissioner to championing conservation as president. I wear a mask. And that mask, it's not to hide who I am, but to create what I am. Batman's mask serves psychological functions beyond concealment. It creates disinhibition and reduced self-awareness, making violence harder to control, but enhancing focus and environmental awareness. The debate over Batman's true identity continues, with DC executive Dan Didio asserting the Batman persona is the true persona and Bruce Wayne is the mask. Perhaps the authentic Bruce emerges in the Batcave with mask off, conversing with Alfred and Robin. Bruce's age when his parents died, 8 years old, proved pivotal. He was old enough to grasp death's permanence, yet young enough that his thinking hadn't developed complexities that might have deterred his mission. His oath of vengeance evolved with his cognitive development, becoming the lens through which he mastered new reasoning skills. As he reached adolescence, he developed hypothetico-deductive reasoning, enabling his detective work of generating hypotheses and deducing information about crimes. Bruce Wayne's fear of bats began when he fell into a cavern beneath Wayne Manor, where swarming bats boiled from the blackness. After his parents' murder, he chose to embrace this fear, telling Alfred, "Bats frighten me. It's time my enemies shared my dread." This approach mirrors exposure therapy, facing fears until anxiety subsides. By returning to the cave and standing amid swarming bats, Bruce confronts and masters his deepest fear. Batman uses fear tactically to deter criminals, impair their fighting ability, and extract information. However, his belief that criminals are a superstitious, cowardly lot isn't entirely accurate. Research shows nervous individuals actually commit fewer crimes, while those with low fear of punishment, like extroverts and psychopaths, are more prone to risk-taking. The Joker exemplifies this fearlessness, viewing Batman's terror tactics as kindred to his own, and attempting to prove that fear will turn civilized people against each other, a theory the ferry passengers ultimately disprove. Batman's arrival in Gotham spawns a proliferation of costume criminals whose theatrical antics rival his own. These villains aren't simply thieves. They seek excitement, challenges, and attention that quiet crimes can't provide. Their extreme behaviors combine elements of serial and spree crimes with occasional mass murder. The Joker orchestrates elaborate schemes blending performance art with terrorism, while Two-Face's crimes follow patterns dictated by chance and duality. Batman's enemies exhibit deeply ingrained personality disorders, characteristic patterns that define who they are. Unlike temporary conditions, these trait disorders resist change because the individuals lack insight into their problems. Most show symptoms from childhood: the Penguin's social isolation due to his appearance, the Riddler's compulsive need to prove intellectual superiority, Scarecrow's obsession with fear stemming from childhood bullying, the Cluster B personality disorders, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic, all display psychopathic qualities, including lack of empathy. The Joker exemplifies antisocial personality disorder with his complete disregard for social norms and others' rights, while Harley Quinn demonstrates borderline traits through intense, unstable relationships and identity disturbance. Batman doesn't recruit partners, they find him. Each Robin arrives as a skilled youngster with personal vendettas against crime. Through them, Batman fulfills what young Bruce couldn't have: closure, justice, and mentorship. Each Robin mirrors Bruce's orphaned past, reinforcing his mission to prevent others from experiencing similar trauma. As Tim Drake notes, he needs Robin to remember what he used to be, before his parents died. The Bat family dynamics reflect Alfred Adler's birth order theory. Each Robin starts as an only child before joining Batman's family. Jason Todd exhibits typical middle child traits after his return: jealousy, lower self-esteem, and family detachment. When Damian arrives, Tim shifts to middle child status, becoming Red Robin and seeking independence. Damian, as the youngest, compensates for his insecurity by emphasizing his status as Bruce's biological son. Is Batman mentally ill? After examining decades of storytelling and psychological analysis, Bruce Wayne doesn't qualify for diagnoses of psychosis, PTSD, multiple personality disorder, or OCD. His methods represent a rational response to Gotham's reality, a city of corrupt police, bought politicians, and supernatural threats. His dedication mirrors that of passionate activists fighting against overwhelming odds. Batman embodies heroism by channeling trauma into productive action. In a world of corruption and monsters, his approach proves uniquely effective. His preparation and psychological resilience often surpass even superpowered heroes in crisis situations. Bruce's greatest challenges emerge in his role as a father figure. Having lost his parents young, he connects better with children than adult sons, as seen in his relationships with young Dick Grayson versus the grown Nightwing. Batman's enduring appeal lies in representing our desire to face fears, transform trauma into purpose, and believe in individual impact against overwhelming odds, all through human determination rather than superpowers. He reminds us that our response to tragedy matters more than the tragedy itself, showing how darkness can become a catalyst for meaningful change.